Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, it is Wednesday, March the 13th, 2024, and this will promise to be an eventful month as we lead into the eclipse season. And I would have adhered to this last week when I did my podcast just regarding the super new moon in the sign of Pisces. So this week, right through until we hit the 19th to the 20th of March, when we will enter into the time of the astrological new year, plus it's Aries season, plus it's the spring equinox here in the northern hemisphere, and it's the autumn equinox in the southern hemisphere. So we can promise you that this week will be a week of, I very much believe, fifth dimensional choices, meaning we're on the cusp of entering into a whole new frequency, if you will. So we still have one foot possibly in the past and in the old paradigms, which are now falling down, leading into the new way of being. And as a numerologist for the last 27 years, I have obviously witnessed and seen and worked with thousands of people to help them uncover and discover who they truly are. And so with that in mind, your soul is full, and you are soulful, and your soul chose to be here at this time of, as I always say, evolution and revolution. And there's so much going on, it's almost hard to pinpoint even where to start. But we'll start right now, today, this moment, because that's all we have. And for the last few days, we have witnessed, well, apart from the super full moon, the new moon, pardon me, that we just went through, this is a time of, with Venus entering into the sign of Pisces as well, it's helping us actually to reconnect, and possibly even to connect for the first time with your beloved angels. Whether you believe in angels or not, they believe in you. And the angels are, and spirit beings are, really trying to get our attention right now as we transcend through to the new ways of being. And if we open up to the idea that your soul can connect with these angelic beings and with your higher self, you can get your desires met. And right now, being in the sign of Pisces, it is a very much a time of, it's a very emotive time. And with the murkiness and the heaviness of other situations that we're witnessing on the world stage, and information that's coming out rapidly day by day by day, it's almost like the sense of wanting to retreat is getting stronger and stronger. And I am seeing this talking to clients myself, and also for myself personally. It's almost like we're in this, the dark moon phase, and it happens every month, but particularly this dark moon is a special time, because this will be a time for us to enter into this Piscean times. And the fact that it's almost like it's a line between the astral and then the possible fluidity, if there's such a word, of what is really kind of being presented to us. So we're connecting with the astral planes, and we're also trying to connect with reality, whatever reality is. Your reality is what you are sending out there. And so with that in mind, the dark moon dream fields, if you wish to call it that, that's especially happening when we have the new moon, which happened a few days ago, conjunct with Saturn and Neptune. And it's a very, very rare one, because it won't happen again in our lifetimes. And this Piscean new moon is really only the second of three Piscean new moons in 1,000 years, when Saturn and Neptune are both where these fish, we call it that, swim. And the next time this will happen, in 2 years' time, Saturn and Neptune will make their first alignment at 0 degrees of Aries in over 2,000 years. And I would have adhered to that last time, my last podcast, when I spoke of the new moon, because it was very much relating to, at that time, you know, Jesus Christ began his journey and his mission. And then we had 2,000 years before that, Buddha. So I can expect, or we can expect, that in 2 years' time, which we're leading up to, with zero degrees of Aries, at the very beginning of the astrological new year, will be a very powerful time. So that'll be 2 years exactly. But in the meantime, we're still transcending through this time. And I feel there's kind of a floatiness versus a heaviness, as I said already. And basically, you are the dream, but you're also the dreamer. And this would be a really important time, as I said, to make sure you receive enough sleep, drink lots of water. And this is about allowing your soul's dreams to be apparent to you, giving yourself permission to tune in to what it is you really wish to bring into your life. It's a very good time for new collaborations. And that's because of Saturn. Saturn is very much to do with boundaries and, you know, step-by-step process. But the interesting piece is the visions then, which is just to do with Neptune, are also hand in hand. So it's a bit like you've written all your plans down on a piece of paper. That would be Saturn, step-by-step process. And then someone spills a glass of water, Neptune, onto the paper, which dissolves them. So it's going to be a pull and a push, I feel, over these coming days and coming couple of years leading up to 2026, which really will be a brand new beginning astrologically and numerology wise. But for the moment, March and April of 2024 are probably one of the most important months of 2024, because we're really now coming into the shadow period of a lunar eclipse, a full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Libra on the 25th of March, and then of course leading up to a full solar eclipse on April the 8th. Of course, I'll do a lot more information on that. So basically, remember, the world that we're living in really is a living oracle, and a lot of the time the answers we put out there are received probably in unusual ways. And I had an experience yesterday which I want to share. And I was in my local supermarket and I was passing by this lady, and as you do when you're in a supermarket, there's people coming and going and so forth. And it was Dolores Cannon who spoke of a thing, or a phenomenon if you will, called the stand-ins, people who are stand-ins. So in your reality, what you are experiencing at this moment, wherever you are listening to me speaking, you have a reality. You're looking out at what's all around you, and that's your space. So people come and go, people who brush past you, or people who you might see from a distance, or people in the background. They are people who are what are called the stand-ins, and they're there almost to be a part of your story. Sometimes you engage with them, other times you don't. But in this case, this particular lady was standing at the door of the supermarket I was in, and she was crying. And she was a woman in her 50s, and she was really upset, but she was speaking with a staff member. And as I was passing by, all I could hear was, "I understand you have to do your job, but why can't you just be a little kinder?" So I have to say, it had a profound effect on me. And I knew she was deep in conversation, so it wasn't appropriate for me to butt in, so to speak. So I suppose in my own way, I sat with that and I thought about it. And I believe that we get messages, because if you think of the world as being a living oracle, you're getting your messages constantly through people, situations, events that occur. And particularly at this time, with, you know, even Venus in the sign of Pisces, we're in Piscean season, Saturn, Neptune, everything is flowing, and it's quite a topsy-turvy time and very emotional and emotive time for a lot of people. And this woman, her words, "If only you could be a little bit kinder." And I thought that that's important for us to remember at the time that we're going through right now. It's easy to put blame on other people. It's easy to blame society, our governments, or so forth. But remember, you know, your life is like a tapestry, and every person, situation, event you meet is putting in another thread, if you will, to create the picture to which you therefore put out there in the frequency. And what you get back then is a response. So we have to take ownership In as much as it feels like the world is falling down, and it is in many ways, it is because there's so much change going on and we are transcending both worlds. But remember, you know, receive this opportunity of soul's growth with grace. Receive kindness with grace. Receive love with grace. And remember, by virtue of the fact that you are here right now on the earth at this time, you are worthy of being here. So go gently, dear friend. Sleep when you want to sleep. Eat when you want to eat. Drink plenty of fluids, because this is an exceptionally emotive time. Now we're coming into equinox season and eclipse season particularly. Now, if you want to know or remember or learn what your soul purpose is, please feel free to contact me at the information down below, and I would be delighted to support you on your journey. And so it is.